Here come the Carolina Panthers. Now, let me say this first and foremost. You're getting the Panthers, who look good on Monday night in beating Philadelphia on the road. How tough is it, though? You played in this league. A road game on Monday night. We know what it's like. You get off the plane at 4 in the morning, and it's Tuesday of the next week. Now you got to go on the road again. They're going to be coming here Saturday. That's a tough thing to do.
No, it really is. And you got home early Tuesday morning. You let them have the day off. They come back in Wednesday. They have a walkthrough. They're not going to be in pads. It's basically a learning day. They might get a little more going on Thursday, but eventually then you're into your Friday and you're getting your legs back under them. So it is to the Chiefs' advantage as far as their schedule, that is Carolina, and how they're approaching this game coming across the country to us. So it will be interesting to see. But that being said, Carolina's got some weapons now. You know, you talked about the military, and it was Military Appreciation Week a couple weeks ago. It needs to be Military Appreciation Week maybe this week in terms of the Chiefs' defense calling some of the academies and learning how to defend the triple option, because I saw it last night. I mean, it's just crazy.
Did you just go Commander-in-Chief trophy
on me? It's been a crazy day for me.
You just went Air Force, Navy, and Army here. All right. Cam Newton, this is fresh from last night. It starts with playing the zone read. They run college-type plays. I know if you're an Auburn fan and a Chiefs fan, you're pawing in the dirt watching highlights of 2010, because 2012 is pretty much paper shredded. But this guy last night looked like he was back at Auburn winning the Heisman Trophy. But I want to ask you about, this is not a typical NFL offense.
No.
Much of the time. How do you defend it?
You know what? I think you do get into your zones back there, but you've got to have, I think, somebody spying Cam Newton at all times. This is a guy, I mean, how often, I'll just answer the question, it's rhetorical. Never do you ever have the QB of a team who leads the team in rushing as well. This is a guy that gets out of the pocket and goes. You've got to keep him contained in the pocket. I think you've got to have somebody spying him. The one good thing, although you're seeing a couple decent passes right there, in general, I do not think he's a very accurate passer, so that will be interesting. But you know, the first two plays we saw was him going to Steve Smith and Greg Olsen. And Greg Olsen I bring up because he's a tight end, and that's something that has bit the Chiefs this year quite a bit. But yeah, you look at his stats this year, doing some good things at 60% completion. He's accounted for 17 touchdowns this year, passing or rushing. All but three rushing.
But Eric Berry, A.B. Elam, those safeties have got to make sure they're lined up right and get everybody else lined up right. Now, here we take a look at the Carolina Panthers. They are 3-8. They have lost a gob of close games. You could easily reverse this record, or at least put them at a 6-5, Kendall, because they've had shots. They've had leads in the second half repeatedly. Last night was key for them because they finished the job against Philly. But what about them not able to finish in earlier games?
Well, you're right. Only the Giants and Denver have beat them. Giants by 29 and Denver by 22. Other than that, the other six games they've lost, they lost by an average of 4 points, one of those being in overtime. So, yeah, you're exactly right. You're not stretching the truth to say that they could be much better than they are right now. And with that, that's a dangerous team. That's a team that's gotten close several times, but as you said, couldn't finish as they came down the stretch.
And they're in a rich division. Atlanta, we all know what they're doing. Tampa Bay's been hot. And New Orleans trying to come up the outside rail, trying to salvage their season. So it's a big game for Carolina. Where do the Chiefs have a shot in this game? Cue the Ninja Warrior. Here we come. Jamaal Charles, still one of the top rushers in the league. Here we go with Sean Drone on a quick pop. And this is the play where the Chiefs go to that two-back old-school sweep. McCluster. But what about Jamaal Charles and the chance to pop big plays against the Carolina Panthers? Because Bryce Brown did it last night, the ex-K-Stater, he did it for Philadelphia.
Well, as you pay attention here to all these Jamaal Charles runs.
Well, he and his toughness has just been something to applaud.
For a guy who was told that he was a little bit too small in the league and couldn't last and couldn't hold up, this is a guy that's done a really, really good job.
Okay, here you go. The defense has got to shift the paradigm. Jamaal Charles has got to pop some big runs, and let's throw this in there too. There's got to be some productivity from the wide receiver position, just some.
Right.
Because Carolina is susceptible there on the deep end a little bit. And then you hope that Tony Moyaki, if he can pop some chunk plays like he has done 3 weeks in a row now, go down the line, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and in the last week's game against Denver. If they can get Moyaki to pop some chunk plays in the passing game and then let the ninja do his thing.
Yeah, you're right. And you don't have to be a world beater at the wide receiver position. Just make some plays or have it be a threat so you can open up the run game a little bit. Because when it comes down to it, if the Chiefs win, they're going to be successful in the run game.
And I'm going to go Lincoln movie on you here.
Uh-oh.
Lincoln. Who's going to do it when it's hard? It's time to win a game. It's time to win a game at home. Don't forget, it's Toys for Tots week. We'll see how this comes out as the Carolina Panthers come to town here for the first time in 8 years. For the Snapper, that's Kendall Gammon. I'm the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Thanks for joining us on Chiefs Live.